Geary looked back at his reflection, feeling nervous and uncomfortable in his dress uniform. He had never enjoyed briefings, and 100 years ago he would never have imagined that he would be called upon personally to brief the Grand Council.
The Anvil? That sounds like a strong nickname.
He's called the Anvil because he's been beaten so often,
Dejani explained.
With his political talents far exceeding his military skills, Otropa finally figured out that the position of military aide to the Grand Council was risk-free.
Geary almost choked as he tried to swallow a laugh.
I guess there are worse nicknames than Blackjack.
Many worse ones.
Out of the corner of his eye, Geary saw Dejani cock her head to one side questioningly.
You've never told me how you picked up the Blackjack name, or why you don't like it. Like every school kid in the Alliance, I learned the official story in your biographies, but that story doesn't explain your feelings about the nickname.
He glanced her way.
What's the official story?
Since being awakened from survival sleep in a lost and damaged escape pod, he'd made an effort to avoid reading the authorized accounts of his supposed heroic nature.
That you never got a red deficiency or failure mark in evaluations of yourself or any units under your command,
Dejani explained.
Your marks were always meets or exceeds expectations, black, hence Blackjack.
Ancestors preserve us.
Geary tried to keep from breaking into laughter.
Anyone who really looked at my records would know that wasn't true.
So what is the truth?
I should have at least one secret from you.
As long as it's a personal secret. The captain of your flagship needs to know all of your professional secrets.
She paused before speaking again.
This meeting with the Grand Council, have you told me everything? Are you going to do as you told me?
Yes and yes.
He turned to face her fully, letting his worry show. As commander of the fleet, Geary had been forced to project confidence publicly, no matter how bad things got. Dejani was one of the few people to whom he could reveal his qualms.
It'll be a tightrope act. I need to convince them of what we have to do, convince them to order me to do it, and not make them think I'm taking over the government.
Dejani nodded, seeming not the least bit concerned herself.
You'll do fine, sir. I'll go make sure everything is ready at the shuttle dock for your flight to Ambaru Station while you straighten up your uniform.
She saluted with careful precision, then pivoted and left. Geary kept his eyes on the hatch to his stateroom after it had shut behind Dejani. He'd have the perfect professional relationship with Tanya Dejani, except for the fact that he'd done the incredibly unprofessional thing of falling in love with her. Not that he'd ever openly said that, or ever would. Not while she was his subordinate. It didn't help that she apparently felt the same way about him, even though neither of them could openly speak of it or act on it in any way. That should have felt like a small problem in a universe a century removed from his own, where the Alliance believed him to be a mythical hero returned from the dead, where an unwinnable war had been raging for that entire century between the Alliance and the Syndicate worlds, and where the worn-out citizens of the Alliance were so disgusted with their own political leaders that they would have welcomed him declaring himself dictator. Sometimes, though, that small, personal problem felt like the hardest thing to endure. He focused back on his reflection, not able to spot any imperfections in his uniform, but knowing that Dejani wouldn't have dropped that broad hint about straightening up if she hadn't seen something. Scowling, Geary moved a few things a fraction of a millimeter, his eyes going to the multi-pointed Alliance star hanging just beneath his collar. He didn't like wearing the medal awarded him after his supposed death in a last-stand battle a century ago, not feeling that he had really earned such an honor. But regulations demanded that an officer in dress uniform wear all insignia, decorations, awards, ribbons, and medals to which that officer is entitled. He couldn't afford to pick and choose which regulations to follow, because he knew that he had the power to do just that, and if he started, he had no idea where it might end.